This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the right of advice. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program. And in today's lesson, we are talking about the right of advice. It is the right of your friend over you to give him advices and to provide him with your experience in any particular thing in life. You two are friends. You two need to help each other. You two need to advise each other. They need to advise you and you need to advise them, which in this case will help them and it will help you also. So whenever you advise them, you give them an advice, definitely it's going to help them improve something in their life. They didn't know about it, but because you gave them an advice, it's like as if you shared your thought with them. They had a thought and they thought it was nice and you gave them another thought. And in order for them to, whenever they combine the two thoughts between your thoughts and his thoughts, it's going to bring up something good from the action that they will do. So no doubt, whenever you leave your friend without advising him and he doesn't advise you too, surely you have deceived him and he also has deceived you. You both of you two will be deceived because a friend is sincere and faithful to his friend. And one of the ways to show your faithfulness to your friend is by giving them an advice and receiving an advice from them too. An advice rescues a man from deviation and perdition and from any type of destroyer in life. Because as others contribute in his success in his academic, political, family, economic, and social life, this will help them become a better person in these particular fields. Advice is a very important thing.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and we're talking about the right of advice from two friends. Two friends need to advise each other. They need to accept advices from each other because it makes them better. It makes them make better decisions in life. So because of the importance of advice, giving advice is sometimes incumbent upon us. And no doubt Allah will punish us if we neglect to advise our fellow brothers. It is reported in a prophetic hadith that it is incumbent on a believer to advise his fellow believer on what is apparent and hidden. Whenever you're advising your friend on something, you are definitely sharing your thoughts with them. You are sharing the thoughts of two people upon one action. Definitely, it will make that action more complete and more accurate by just you two sharing an advice with each other. Let's say he wants an advice about a certain study. He wants to take a certain lesson in a university or something, and he seeks an advice from you. Whenever you're advising them, from the advices, you'll definitely reach into a good conclusion, and he's going to make a good choice whenever he reaches the university than when he will have made a choice whenever he was alone, because he's just one person. It was just one person thinking. But whenever you're two people sharing thoughts, it's thoughts of two people, and definitely it brings about good actions whenever you're sharing advices with each other. Sharing advice is something good. Sharing advice is something that can build your relationship together. Let's not refrain from it. Whenever you see a friend going astray, advise them. And you too, make sure you accept advices from your friends. That way, it will make you both be better people. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Until next episode, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.